This portion of the WEOL Spotlight on Grafton is brought to you by the Lorain Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner. And we have with us the Grafton Village Mayor, Megan Flanagan. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in, stopping by. Of course, I guess you're here sometimes as well. I
mean, absolutely.
Sometimes we forget that we're actually the guests here at the place that we are here. What are some of the things going on in the village you want to share with us this morning? I checked out the Facebook page that you have, and you do a lot on the Facebook page of encouraging people to stop at different businesses, or you'll spotlight them, or you'll tell them about it. Is that kind of what you feel one of the responsibilities of your duties are?
Yes, I do. The economic development in the village of Grafton is very important. It's essential, and it's part of our community. As you know, we had a large road widening project come through the whole entire summer, and the road was one-way traffic, so it really, really hindered our businesses, especially in that area, but also downtown. So a lot of our businesses are still trying to recoup from that and to pick up some business, so I try to promote them as much as I can. And we have such a great eclectic balance of businesses here in the village of Grafton. We really have something for everybody.
What was the idea behind that project? What was actually done for people who may not travel down here on a regular basis?
Well, it was widened. The road was widened, and new sewers were put in as well, infrastructure. The road widening was not necessary, in my opinion, and with traffic studies that I have had completed, but it went through. And there's a lot of road there now. So, and that I know people are getting used to that middle turn lane. But the road actually still needs to be finished. They winterized it back in November to how it is now. And in May, they will be finishing it. But I, as far as I understand, they will be open to two-way traffic. So that is much better than last summer.
And of course, you did mention that there's an impact on those businesses.
And absolutely.
You know, they're kind of sometimes just balancing, getting things going through. And if the people who would normally or just sort of casually come through see cones and barrels and avoid them, it really can make them struggle at that particular point, especially, I assume, during some of the season where they're hoping to get more business. Talk about some of the other businesses or the strength of the businesses around here that you see maybe growing or bringing more people into the village, this area of the county?
Well, like I said, we do have an eclectic mix of businesses here, sort of something for everyone. But we're mostly very small businesses. We have Nancy's Diner, which has been around for several years, and it's a family-owned restaurant. Then we have places like Marco's Pizza, then we have Lou's Pizza, who has also been here for several years and is a family-owned business. Grafton Sparkle, they are our local grocer, and they are a family business as well. So we really have a lot of family businesses, which I think is really great for our community, and a lot of them live in the community, so it's nice to have the owners take part in the community in several different ways. We have several fitness things to do in the area. The we have a CrossFit 1513 that moved into the Grafton Health and Fitness Center. That's just a huge, I want to say, play area for adults and kids. But then also on Commerce Drive, we have Aftershock Athletics, which is a type of weightlifting as well. And course we have our parks, which helps for the walking trails. I know a lot of the residents utilize those.
So I noticed that in a lot of times you talk about different fitness things, that's something that you're passionate about too, right?
Yes, I am, and it's a great stress relief. It kind of keeps me sane, so I'm very strong into athletics and working out and staying healthy.
You even have a race or a thing that walk that you participate in or that you're a part of?
Yes. Well, first, I have weekly walks with the mayor that start Monday, Memorial Day. through Monday, Labor Day, at 6:30. We meet over at Indian Hollow Reservation by the bowling alley entrance. And we just walk through the parks. There's a lot of history back in that park, which is really cool to share with the residents as well. In addition to that, I started a 5-mile and 2-mile race. This year it will be held on the 4th of July. And all the proceeds go to benefit the 4th of July fireworks that we're having this year, which is something that I brought back, and it's been a lot of fun on the 4th of July here in Grafton, and will be again this year. So the 5-mile race, you know, it was something that I implemented as a fundraiser, but it's also something to do, and it brings people from outside of Grafton to Grafton. I have a wide network of runners and athletes, and so I know some people came from Akron last year to run it, and they've never been to Grafton before, so it's nice to hear, oh wow, I didn't know this place existed. So it's just something to bring in new people to check out our awesome town.
Well, that's kind of what you also do besides the economic part of it, also probably bring residents. Grafton, like a lot of parts of the county, expanding, more development taking place in this area too?
Yes, there has been more housing developments and economic people who look into areas to bring their business to, especially large businesses. They look at a couple of things. They look at the median population, they look at your median income, and they look at what other retail or well-known businesses are nearby. And we don't really, we struggle with all three of those, so we don't really have any incentive. So we really focus on our community feel and having those close relationships and networks and really reaching out and bringing awareness to the village of Grafton. But the housing development certainly helps. It helps with the median income and with the population.
We're talking to Grafton Village Mayor Megan Flanagan. Megan, are you technically part-time, or how does that work? How would you describe it? Is it full-time, part-time, all the time?
It is a part-time job. The pay is under $13,500 a year. The first couple of years was certainly more full-time for me. I put in a lot of hours, and it was difficult not having a village administrator at certain times. So it was definitely full-time, but I think overall it really is a part-time job.
Do you have set hours, or how does your schedule work here?
I come in for meetings, and I have not established set hours yet since Tom Williams came in for our village administrator, kind of let him get his feet wet. So it's as needed, and I do a lot of work from home, and I have a lot of meetings that I attend in the village or in the county or outside.
Beyond the Route 57 work and also economic development, any other things out there on the plate, on the table that you need to address?
Well, we just finished our budget work sessions, and the funds are just not there. There had been no future plans or plans as far as economic development or infrastructure, taking care of the infrastructure, and so we kind of need to start from scratch and start putting those plans in place so that when we do have money, we can start to repair a lot of the roads in the village. If you drive around, there are several streets that were fixed, so to speak, and they're kind of overdue for some more work. But then we have some streets that have not had work done on them, and they are certainly needing attention, but it's just trying to find the funds to do it.
We're broadcasting this morning from a bank, and right over there is the vault, and it's a really cool place to be. How did it come to be that you ended up in here?
Oh, geez, you know what? I honestly do not know that story, but I do remember when it was a bank. I remember being a little kid and coming in here for some reason. They had a sort of a room set up in the bottom below the basement floor, and with tables and stuff. I think it must have been for an event or something, but I do remember when it was a bank. I'm not...
Greg, I've got answers for you here if you want this.
Really?
I do have this. The first bank was the Spitzer Brothers Bank. Of course, the name Spitzer very popular down here as well, not only with the hardware store, but the time the dealership as well. Bank, it opened in 1895, closed in 1910 when the Grafton Savings and Bank Company opened in 1918. I know I'm starting back at about 100 years, but bear with me here. Sold to Elyria Savings and Trust Bank, and they built the new building at 960 Main Street in 1970. And moved across the street. In 1972, they leased the old bank building to the Grafton Public Library for $10 a year for 10 years at 983 Main Street, where they still are today. Elyria Savings and Trust sold to First Merit Bank and moved to 432 Main Street in the old Lorain County Savings Bank, where First Merit still is today. Are you following this?
No, go ahead.
A lot of bank mergers and moving around here. The Village of Grafton purchased the bank at 960 Main Street, and that is where the town hall is still located today.
When?
Okay, there's no date.
That's the one thing left out.
What related to that, right? Okay. Exactly like there.
But since Megan was a youngin,
right? I think I was.
Well, she's still a youngin, but you know, a real small youngin.
Right.
I do know that town hall used to be over at the police department. So it was quite small.
Now I would think so. Yeah.
Now they're here. They're here as well. You got the. Is there different displays? Bank. There's different historical things here. As well.
There's so much history in the Village of Grafton. There really is.
When we came down just to check out the lay of the land a couple of weeks ago, we were amazed by some of the memorabilia over there from, what was it? Was it Grafton High School at the time?
I think there's
Oh, that's right. Yes. The old school.
Right. And then, and then, of course, now we see the sled and the snowshoes that are over there as well. So you got a little historical mementos that are here. As well, for people to look at, probably when they come in to pay their utilities or doing something like
that. Right, and our library has a great area filled with Grafton history. There's been people who have lived in Grafton who have wrote books. There's the yearbooks over there. I mean, there's so much.
Right. Well, I tapped Doris Wildenheim to come in
tomorrow
as well.
Good.
So she's happy to come in. We'll have her in the latter part of the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. But yeah, they have a special room up there that has a lot of historical books as well. But Megan, we thank you for stopping.